You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In Boise, home prices continue to soar, and we're hearing stories about people being priced out of the market. And at the same time, city leaders are concerned about an increase in homelessness among families. Now, some people are struggling to stay in their homes, and some vulnerable families are finding themselves unhoused for the very first time because of the pandemic. Now, in the meantime, the city of Boise has set a goal of eliminating family homelessness in 5 years. So how will they get there? Well, today we're joined by two people trying to meet this goal. Sarah Busick and Jeanette Curtis are both with Our Path Home. This is a public-private partnership with the city of Boise that focuses on getting people housed. I want to thank both of you for coming on the program.
Thanks for having us.
Sarah, can we start with you? And can we begin by talking about how so many families are in need of housing right now? So what can you tell us about the numbers and possibly the scope of this problem currently?
Yeah, so just to kind of start off with, so you know who we are, we do serve as a, I'm with Our Path Home Connect, and we serve as a central intake point for all people experiencing homelessness in Ada County. And we work with those folks to identify their housing barriers. So that means we have a lot of people coming in and we're gathering a lot of data. So currently right now, we have about 288 families who are all experiencing some form of homelessness, meaning they're living on the streets, in a shelter, in their car, or they're maybe fleeing a domestic violence situation. Those numbers are higher this year than they were last year. All 288 of these families are waiting for some sort of program intervention to help get them back on their feet.
So Sarah, what can you tell us about the demographics of these folks? And what I mean by that is maybe, you know, age group, do they have a disabling condition, things like that. I mean, you mentioned some people needing to get out of domestic violence situations.
Yeah. So as far as families are concerned in Ada County, our data tells us that the number one reason that families are coming into a homelessness situation is due to the fact that they are fleeing a domestic violence situation. So these are typically not isolated to single moms. There are single dads too, but primarily single mothers who have children and are fleeing for the safety of themselves and their children. Mm-hmm. By and large, that's the number one reason for homelessness. Some of the other numbers that we have is, you know, almost half of our folks that come into services with us do report having a disabling condition. So that means either they have some physical limitation or maybe persistent mental illness that is keeping them from stabilizing or accessing the same types of opportunities that you and I might have.
And then Jeanette, how has COVID affected the number of families that you're seeing in need of housing right now?
Well, I work on the homeless outreach team, and we work with anyone who's out in the community experiencing homelessness. We try to go meet them and bring them in for services, but we do primarily work with unaccompanied adults, so less than families. So Sarah might be better to answer any questions about families.
Well, I'm curious then, for both of you, are you able to help these folks right away, or do they stay unhoused for a while? So Jeanette, why don't we talk with you first about the individuals that you are working with?
Absolutely. You mentioned the housing market at the top of this interview, and that really is our biggest barrier right now. And so unfortunately, our folks that are entering into the homeless services systems are going to be experiencing homelessness for quite a while. We don't have any immediate fixes. It is very difficult to get to find and get our folks into affordable low-income apartments, and that's usually what they need. A lot of the adults that we work with are, of course, extremely low income. Either they're underemployed or they are receiving SSI income because they are disabled as well. So that's $794 a month. And if you've been following market rate apartment rents, right now, that's not going to get you very far. And really the best practice for budgets is not to spend 100% of your income on rentals. So yes, like it takes a lot of creative services and unfortunately quite a bit of time to rehouse someone once they've entered the homeless services system. So our goal, of course, is housing. That's the solution to homelessness. But in a market like ours, it's particularly challenging.
And Sarah, when it comes to families, can you find them housing right away? Or are you in a similar situation as Jeanette just talked about?
Yeah, so what we're seeing right now is a very similar situation. There's a bottleneck. So basically at this time last year, we had, I believe, about 176 families kind of waiting for this intervention. And the interesting thing is when you look at the numbers year over year, in 2019, we brought in the same number, or we were serving the same number of families that came into the system in 2020. The problem is, though, is that we can no longer get them back out of the system as quickly as we could. So that number of people needing that assistance is building. And we're reaching a tipping point. We really want to get people out of the system as soon as they come in, because then their outcomes are better. They're able to stabilize more quickly. They are not going through as much trauma. They're not in that state of crisis for such a long time. Research tells us that once someone has been experiencing homelessness for about 24 months, it becomes much more difficult for them to stabilize. Right now, our average length of time that families are staying in homelessness is about 20.5 months. So we're really starting to get to a tipping point, which is why it is so important and timely right now that we are looking at the campaign to end family homelessness.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Sarah Busick and Jeanette Curtis about this idea and hope and goal to get people housed in Boise within the next 5 years to eliminate this family homelessness. And Sarah and Jeanette are both with Our Path Home. It's a public-private partnership with the city of Boise. So Sarah, we know that some people staying in a shelter while they wait for permanent housing is just not a good option for them, right? So we know that instead they seek out other options, maybe, you know, living in their cars, staying with friends, even staying at motels long term right now because prices are lower because of the pandemic. Do you see this continuing even post pandemic? Because we're also continuing to see rising home and rental prices as well.
Yes, I do. I mean, you know, we all know that we're suffering here in the Treasure Valley from a huge lack of inventory. And when there is a huge lack of inventory, that puts people with various barriers at a disadvantage, because property managers and landlords, you know, they're receiving, say, 20 applications for one unit, and they're able to kind of pick, you know, the person with the best credit or someone who has, you know, no maybe criminal background. And what that means is that our families who maybe have run into a tough time in their lives are really struggling to compete in this market. And so what we're looking into right now as the campaign to end family homelessness gets underway is maybe creating some landlord incentives for people who do want to work with the campaign to end family homelessness. There are a lot of private landlords who would really want to work with programs like ours, but there are hesitations due to some of the biases and some of the kind of the stereotypes that our population of people experiencing homelessness are subject to. One of those, for example, would be like unit damage. People believe that people experiencing homelessness cause damage to units at a higher rate than other tenants. So these landlord incentives are meant to try to mitigate that, to try and encourage individuals who might really want to help to kind of come onto our programs and maybe dedicate some units or work exclusively with our housing programs to help this population.
So I want to talk about this five-year goal of eliminating family homelessness in Ada County. And Jeanette, I'll start with you, but I'd like both of you to give your thoughts on this. Is this an achievable goal?
Absolutely. I think that it's a lofty goal, but of course it needs to be our goal. It's experiencing homelessness is a crisis. It's an emergency. And we have far too many individuals and families in Boise in that situation right now. And as a community, it's just not something that we should tolerate. And a lot of incredibly smart people have put this plan together. It's going to take community support and it's going to take political will, but a lot of efforts have been put into finding the support for it.
And Sarah, your thoughts on this, because I ask, because, you know, both of you have mentioned this tipping point that we're at, right? I mean, that mm-hmm. can also, I think, be said about homelessness. We are at this point in the Treasure Valley where we have maybe the possibility to eliminate this, but you only have a certain amount of time before you tip over that edge.
Right. So I want to just clarify, because I know that we are calling it the campaign to end family homelessness. And, you know, what we're trying to achieve with that ending family homelessness is a net zero. So basically what we want to achieve at the end of 5 years is we want to be able to serve people as soon as they come into the system. So as soon as they come in, we want to get them right back out. And so what we're doing is we're ramping up services through the campaign, through the use of the campaign. So hiring more support personnel, you know, these dollars that have been created by COVID have been really helpful in helping us get moving on this campaign and adding additional staff. So we're going to ramp that up so that we can house more families year over year to try and kind of bring the average number down so that we are at the end of 5 years able to serve the families as soon as they come in. Because, you know, we all know that people are always going to fall into homelessness due to whatever circumstances. Right. It's just about how quickly we're going to be able to serve them.
Which makes such sense. I appreciate both of you for coming in and talking about this. Appreciate your time. We've been talking with Sarah Busick and Jeanette Curtis from Our Path Home about the City of Boise's efforts to help families experiencing homelessness. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
More Idaho Matters next.